This one says, wise up, Frank, talk some sense. That on the back of, I'm not sure which point I made, whether it was the issue about absolutely loving being from Northern Ireland and having stayed here and been really glad that I did stay, or whether it's the issue I said about being concerned about our young people being so frustrated that they'll pack their bags and go. This one says, never mind young people losing faith in politicians. I'm in my late 40s. I have no faith left. Like religion, I've put both topics in the bin, says this texter. And someone else is saying, you cannot blame the government. You get what you elect. On the subject of getting what you elect, let me speak to Petter Tobin. Petter, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Ex-Sinn Féin TD, very much in the spotlight at the moment, creating a new pro-life Republican Party and hoping to draw in former members of Sinn Féin, former members of the SDLP, indeed, people who may not have expressed any political involvement in the past at all, on the pro-life issue. Is there not a possibility, Petter, that you are... like getting on board a sinking ship?
Well, first of all, your analysis isn't fully correct, if you don't mind me saying so. Yes, indeed, we are a pro-life party. We believe in human rights, and we believe that everybody should have the right to life, and that everybody should be treated equally, and that's really important for us. But obviously, there's a whole range of different policies that we have on a whole range of different issues. First of all, we're a United Ireland party. We seek to unite the people of Ireland, north and south. We want to make sure that the border, which is a barrier to health services, to business, to enterprise, to education, we want to make sure that we actually reduce those barriers. We want to develop an all-Ireland economy, which actually serves the people of Ireland, north and south. We're also a party of economic justice. And I'd make the point that a lot of the parties currently all want to exist in exactly the same space politically on a range of different issues. And many of them are more comfortable talking about the culture wars and issues like abortion. And the problem is that, you know, some people in the north are living in poverty, they're living in fuel poverty, they're living in housing poverty and health poverty. And these key issues of economic justice are actually being pushed further down the list with regards the important issues to be discussed. And also, there's a need for a change in politics itself. Many parties talk about reform of the political system, but few of them talk about reform of the political parties. And many of the political parties, you know, what we see is decision-making becoming more centralised within the upper echelons of the party itself. The grassroots and the membership and the activists don't have a central role anymore with regards to the governance of those particular parties. The elected members have one eye on the leaders for brownie points and one eye on keeping their seats, and they've no eye left for the citizens that they're meant to represent. And there's a groupthink, which is, you know, a very dangerous thing, but it's getting into Irish politics at the moment. And we seek simply to break that groupthink. We seek to allow for people with a different view to respectfully put that view across, so we have a diversity of views available to people, especially from the nationalist community. If you look in the north of Ireland at the moment, you'll see that the leaders of the nationalist community are going in a different direction than many of the members of their party. They're doing damage to the key ethos of many of the members of the party. And many of those members are now waking up to that. They realise they're not involved in a social club. They're involved in political organisations. It's a really important activity to be involved in. And many of them are now realigning with ourselves. And indeed, in the last week, we welcomed Rosemary Shields into the party, who's a councillor on the Fermanagh OMA Council. Yep. And I'm talking to dozens of elected reps now across Ireland with regards to their future. And I believe that we're at a key stage in Irish politics, that there's a realignment happening now.
Yeah, it's a very, very good pitch for your party. It's a very good pitch because you must be critical of all other parties or people aren't going to give you any consideration. However, there is no point in turning to your party unless you are pro-life. The main agenda, the main reason that your party has come together or is beginning to come together is on the abortion issue. And the voting mechanism within the Republic of Ireland and the mindset within Northern Ireland is against you on this one.
Well, first of all, I would say that you're incorrect in that statement, in that 34% of the people of the South voted against the introduction of abortion in the referendum. And about another 20% of people who voted yes wanted abortion to be made available only in extreme cases. But what Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin and Labour have brought in the South is one of the most extreme abortion regimes in Europe. And actually, in fact, in the north of Ireland, there's a significant voice out there in the community that doesn't have a voice as well. And what I'm saying to you is this. If you don't have the views of the people simply represented in the Dáil and in Stormont in equal measure to where they exist in the general public, well, then you have a whole section of society that don't have a voice. And those people, when they don't have a voice, become frustrated. And frustration in politics is a dangerous thing because it pushes people to the margins. And after a while, those people will vote for the people on the margins. Opposition isn't the enemy here. Opposition is a really important part of a functioning and respectful democracy. The second thing I'd say to is, you say that we've obviously been formed around the issue of the human right to life. And for many of us, that was the tipping point to it. But every single political party has a policy on abortion. That doesn't define who they are. They have other policies too. Our policy on the rights, the human right to life, will obviously be important to us, but it's not the limit of us. And in actual fact, you know, we're focusing on in the north of Ireland the fact that we have Stormont in stalemate for nearly 2 years at this stage. The fact that the political parties are not up in arms with regards Stormont not functioning currently. The fact that people are living in fuel poverty, food poverty, health poverty at a time where Stormont is being pulled down in cold storage due to the dysfunction of one political party. People should be rearing up with regards that particular issue, but we're not seeing that enough at the moment. And we actually believe that we need to move beyond the Good Friday Agreement. The Good Friday Agreement was a wonderful agreement. It was the basis of a peace that many of us thought was impossible. But in actual fact, the structures, the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement, they're clearly not working. And we need, and also the Good Friday Agreement was developed when there was a unionist majority and before Brexit. And now the world has changed. And we need to start talking about how we develop Ireland into an all-Ireland economy. If there's an all-Ireland economy, it will work as one of the best way to mitigate against the dangers of Brexit. And that's what we're pushing for at the moment.
Yes, yeah, so you're pushing for so many things that so many other parties could equally argue if they had a spokesperson here that they are pushing for. That's the same rhetoric that comes from so many parties. The reality is the only reason you exist is because you left Sinn Féin on the issue of abortion. Rosemary Shields will leave the SDLP on that issue. Anne Brawley, Francie Brawley, will move from Sinn Féin on that issue. There's also a suggestion that a relative of Martin McGuinness is challenging Sinn Féin on the abortion issue. It comes back to what many people discuss and debate as a lack of trust in women to look after their own bodies.
I suppose you said initially there that you know that a lot of other parties would articulate the same views as I just articulated. But the SDLP and Sinn Féin wouldn't articulate a view that it's time to move beyond the Good Friday Agreement. Have you ever heard those two parties say that?
No, but we've heard other parties say it. We've heard so many parties say so many different things that you've said.
But the reality is there are serious points of differentiation between ourselves and the two major nationalist parties. And with regards, you know...
Yeah, but you keep avoiding the elephant in the room. What is going to beat you at the polls is your opinion on abortion.
But see, obviously, we're at cross purposes because the only question you've asked me in this whole discussion is around the issue of abortion, and I have answered it. And I'm actually happy to answer for the rest of the interview. But what happens is sometimes political commentators and politicians seek to pigeonhole organizations like ourselves in one box. What I'm telling you is that the right to life is an important right. If people don't have the right to life, they don't have a right to anything else. And what we're saying is human rights are important. Now, I believe your human right to life is important, and I want to make sure that we protect your human right too. And, you know, okay, in the south of Ireland, there's a big debate around abortion, and many of the politicians are saying that they're pro-choice. But the economic policies that they're implementing make women feel they have no choice. And what we're actually saying is the best way to fight for the right to life is to make sure that all mothers in the country have the economic confidence that they know that they can get the supports, socio-economic supports necessary to bring their child to term. And we want to be pro-life for the whole life. We want to make sure that we live in an economy that actually respects everybody and makes sure that people can actually live with confidence and raise their kids with confidence.
Okay.
And as I said, you know, it is important that people look at our attitudes towards the economy. We want to see a lot further investment into housing and healthcare.
Okay,
but
there are many.
We want to look at the administration of housing and healthcare as well.
I'm going to have to leave it there because
we want to look at the administration within housing and healthcare as well. Because when you have maladministration in housing and healthcare, it means that money doesn't get to the front line, and
okay,
it's the front line that where that money is needed to make sure people have the services that they demand.
There's one thing you don't lack: articulate quality, Petter. In a word, will you have a name for the party soon?
We will. We've actually decided upon a name at the moment, and we're currently going through the process of registering the party North and South. And as soon as that registration process is complete, we'll be able to announce the name of the party. We are doing a range of meetings across the country at the moment. We have a meeting in Letterkenny tonight in the Clanree Hotel at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're in Omagh tomorrow night in the Struil Art Centre at 7:30. And we're asking people who are fed up of the political system, who are fed up of the groupthink,
okay,
who are fed up of politicians deeply looking after their own seats, to reach out to us, join us, and be part of our movement.
Petter, I'll give you one thing. You certainly know how to finish a sentence. Now, is he cutting ice with you? Because this is the first time we've had Petter Tobin on, and I did want to give him a fair spake, as they'd say, in this part of the world. Your opinions on this fledgling party, you've heard quite a bit about them on the news over the last few months. 0289 0333 105. Petter Tobin, really appreciate your time. Thank you.